HoodHype.com.
And right now, man, on the phone, we got none other than Long Beach's finest, man. One of the best out of that area, man, out of the whole West Coast. Crooked Eye, what's popping, baby?
What's good with it? What's going on?
Nah, not too much, man. Chilling, man. I apologize for the disconnect, the misconnect. We trying to get you on at 7:30, so I know we limited in time right now. But let's go ahead and make the most of it, man. What you up to right now?
Man, just pushing my artist, man. Horseshoe Gang. You know what I'm saying? About to prepare for this video I'm about to shoot on my Saturday.
Okay.
And, they got a project called Gangsta MC out there right now. Go get that, y'all. Go get that iTunes, Rap City, Amazon. They got a song on there called Pimp Shit. We doing a 7-minute extended version, uncut video to it. Throw that online for everybody and focusing on that, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a show in AZ in Arizona coming up Saturday as well. And, I got my album, Million Dollar Story, that I'm working on, the full-length joint. You know, I just got a killer beat from DJ Khalil, so...
Shout out to Khalil. He be killing him on the beats, too. He nice with it.
Oh, man. He's nice with it, baby.
You just answer my next question, because, we was bumping the, Mr. Pigface, EP, and it's a short joint, man, but you got some fire on there. But I'm like, man, when he going to bless everybody with the full length? So when can we look forward to that album, though?
You know what, man? I'm bouncing my release date off of Joey, because what's going on is I know Joel is dropping in February.
Yep.
I believe Joel's dropping, end of February. With the free agent, I know Joey is coming after that. Somewhere in between that, Royce is coming with the Bar Jam 3, and then I'm trying to bounce after Joey. So whenever I think Joey was coming in March, if I ain't mistaken, so I'm gonna be preparing for an April June, April May. But yeah, it's coming, man. It's coming. It's coming out nice too.
We got a problem though, man. You guys are working so fucking hard. Are we gonna deal with a Slaughterhouse burnout? You guys gonna burn each other out?
Hey, man. Hey, you know what, man? 2010. You know what I'm saying? Year of the slaughter, year of the hustler, man.
No doubt.
You gotta hustle right now, baby. I mean, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna get it in as much as I can, man. You know what I mean? And I know my Slaughter brothers. They gonna do the same thing.
Now, that's what's up, man. Now, is that kind of like a gift or a curse? Because, with you guys being in the same group, is there times where you want to really get something off, but you got to wait because you're trying to look out for your, the people in your group? Or is it no big deal?
No, it's not a big deal with me, you know what I'm saying? Because, here's the good part. I'm going to probably be featured most likely on all those projects. They're going to be featured on all these. So we still have a presence, Like, if it's a Joel album and you got Slaughterhouse on there, we still got that presence and vice versa. So it's all good, man. It's all about timing. And I heard some of the stuff that they've been working on, man. They got some incredible joints. Joey got some real deep joints that I think people are going to like. I heard some stuff from Joel that's going to make people really, really get into that shit, man. I just think that it's going to be the year of the slaughter, period.
Now, that's good shit, man. Good to hear. I know everybody looking forward to it. And while I got you on, man, I got to ask because this is like an ongoing thing, man. How's the negotiations going? Is y'all still talking with Shady? I know everybody been tight-lipped, but if you could give us anything, man, the fans is waiting to hear something.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. All I want to say is, if was a fifth, the world would be drunk. But if Slaughterhouse is on any label in the world, in my opinion, Shady Records is the best fit.
Okay.
No disrespect to other labels, none. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of great labels out there. But that's the most perfect fit to me. M is a full body murderous MC, and he is fully successful in hip hop, and I haven't seen him really compromise who he is to make the music that he want to make, and that's the perfect umbrella for Slaughterhouse. You know what I'm saying? So okay.
Is that gonna give you guys
if was a fifth?
Alright, so in code speak, is y'all saying, is that like a close? Are we almost there? Or is that still a we wait and see?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, dog. We got some deals on the table, man. We got, you know, things going on. But, I mean, you know, if that was done, man, you know what I'm saying? If that was the case, torpedoes will be coming out. Like, after that.
I feel that. That's what's up.
We'll be shooting missiles. Right after that, like, the whole internet probably be shut down for a week.
Okay.
It's all good. Shout out to Shady, man, because you know what? You know, well, aside from what we're talking about, man, Shay 4-5, man, they really support Slaughterhouse, dog. They play all of our songs. They play them our individual songs, our solo songs. They support us over there. So big ups to them.
They showing love, man. And I couldn't let this interview slide without talking about your homie Ray Ray.
Kunta
Kenzino, man. And I know I heard the skit. And then what was funny to me, because I was laughing my ass off on the skit, but then you like, man, I'm done. So I'm like, oh, man, you can't clown on a nigga. You can't style on him and then be like, I ain't fucking with this. So where do we stand right now with Zeno, man? Is it done as far as you're concerned, or is shit still going?
As far as I'm concerned, man, it's done. Like, me personally, my whole thing is I started feeling like I was starting 2010 off with negative energy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't like that feeling because I got so much shit going on right now that's positive that I was like, let me lay off this right here, right now, because, I mean, you'll never hear me say nothing negative about Benzino in the media. When I see him, you know, we'll have our discussion.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as in the media, I'm not even going to play the game with him. You know what I mean? He can feel free.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But pretty soon, it's going to be obvious that he's only playing with himself.
You know what I mean? I feel that, man.
Tossing salad in a bathtub somewhere.
It would just make sure whenever y'all had that conversation that that Royce put the rocket launcher away. Because he was fooling, man.
Hey.
He was wilding.
Yeah. But you know, you know what, though? The thing is, man, we humans, you know what I mean? And sometimes we react on emotions, you know what I'm saying? And we tend to, I mean, because we some niggas from the street, man. I mean, that's what niggas don't understand. The hip-hop is so close to the streets,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The streets, hip-hop is the streets, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't escape shit. You know how you go get you a career and you escape the hood? You still in the hood when you in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's easy to click that light switch on and get a nigga to acting like a full motherfucking fool. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, yo, man, it's 2010. It's going to be a great year for Slaughterhouse, man. We got a lot of projects coming. We got a European tour that we're going on. Me and Royce are doing a new East Coast tour. You know what I'm saying? When we get back. And I got all these projects I'm pushing right now. And, man, I ain't even on that. I'm off that.
That was good.
You said you and Royce are doing the East Coast?
Yeah, me and Royce gonna do a little East Coast run, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just on the double team tip. You know what I mean?
Can you guys stop by Detroit, please?
Yeah, y'all gotta do that,
man. Damn, man. Everybody skips past Detroit.
Oh, man, but you know with Royce, there's no way.
Exactly. Y'all gotta touch down the D. You have to. No doubt.
Yeah, I be in the D all the time. That's what niggas don't know.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why you. All right, next time
we're in the D, baby. Motor City Casino. Yeah, I'm on the top floor, baby.
Shit, I'm good shit.
Glad to know that.
We'll
be there with the HD cam next time.
Yeah, man, we got to come get some footage or something, man. That's good shit.
Here's Crooked Eye.
Man,
gambling.
Come on now. Let's get something, man. We can go to Southern Fires or something. That's what we got to do.
I feel that, man. But, man, I know you're running short. Y'all know you got something else you got to get into at 8, man. So any last words to the people, man? You know what I'm saying? Tell the people what's, you know, where the album's coming out, where they can keep up with you and all that.
And when you're going to become a Freemason.
Yeah, at The Real Crooked Eye. You know what I'm saying? At The Real Crooked Eye on Twitter. I'm definitely talking to people on there. They can still hit me on MySpace. I know some people think that that's the Stone Age. You know what I'm saying? But they can still get me over there. TreacherousRecords.com. Just basically Google your boy if you're trying to find me. And, you know, go get that Pig Face Weapon Waste EP, man. They got some hot joints on there. Get the Gangsta MC from the Horseshoe Gang. And just look out for anything Slaughterhouse, man, and anything that has a COB stamp of approval on it, man. And, you know, just keep supporting. That's about it.
That's what's up, man. That's good shit, my dude. I appreciate the short notice, man. Yo, we have you back on anytime you want to, man. It's all good.
That's what's up, man. Thank y'all, man. I need to spread the word, man. And, you know what I mean? Shouts out to the D. You know, I'll be in All Stars, baby. We'll be there. Don't worry.
All right, man.
That's what's up. Much love, Crooked.
For sure.
All right, man. Be easy.
Dude, Mr. Pig Face Weapon Waste.
That's it.
I love that shit.
He's a professional, too. Most people, man, if you miss that first connect, yeah. A lot of people be like, nah.
Fuck it.
Blow it off. Whatever, man. He did shit the right way. That's what's up. But let's go ahead and jump into some, you know, we just got done talking about him. It's only right we rolled a Joey.
Yes, sir.
This shit is retarded, man. It's called Money's on Me.
Jersey, yo, what up?
He got the shit kicked off real good, man.
Listen to the lyrics.
More hip hop talk when we come back, man. Episode 104.
In the face, I've been holding my breath, waiting on the rest of y'all to get it. Then your whole perception of who you view as a legend, it'll probably change. So it's probably best they don't admit it. They won't tell about the revolution. I figured out a solution. All you need now.